back.
We are back. Hello. Hi.
For real.
Yes, we are. And we're still two gays.
We're still two gays. This is still a Digimon podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to take a moment to thank this episode's sponsor.
What?
Just kidding. There's no sponsor.
Oh. I was like, I didn't see that money.
This episode is brought to you by
Join Whimsy.
But yeah, by a little fun. Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you at this time by Digimon Story Time Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Not a sponsor, but could be a sponsor.
Yeah, hit us up.
Hit us up, Bandai. We got a niche market for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, do we ever.
Oh boy, is our market niche. But we love and appreciate anyone who listens. So I thought I'd start off by talking. Obviously, this is a big time for Digimon. There's a new anime.
Mm-hmm.
The Digimon Story Time Changer came out earlier this month, this time of recording.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it for me for my birthday.
It's the first thing you've ever played on the PlayStation.
It is the first game I've ever played, PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm. What was your opinion of the PS5? You nice graphics.
You want my opinion on PS5 on our Digimon podcast, not the Digimon game.
No, I was teasing. It was
I thought the PS5 was fun. I've never really been a PlayStation. I've only ever played on a Nintendo console, so like I had to learn the buttons, which was
you picked it up pretty quick.
I picked it up okay.
Helps that it's turn based.
I had to move closer to the TV so I could see, because I'm old. But I. That was fine, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed Time Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a real love letter to, like, Digimon fans, and, like, there were so many fun Easter eggs. And you watched me play most of it.
Yeah, I was there for pretty much, especially, like, not to spill your tea.
I did finish the game last weekend, and it...
You did the last 11 hours of the game in one setting.
11 hours straight.
You started at noon and finished at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was there for the... all of that except for when I was like peeing.
So we got to like you got to see some new Digimon for
yeah.
you.
I mean honestly over half of them were new to me because like or like appeared in one episode of the anime and I didn't remember them that well.
Yeah. We were really excited to see Arukenimon and Mummymon in the game.
Yeah, well they had a lot there was like parts of the game where it was like Agumon and Gomamon and Gabumon hanging out.
Well, there's like one group of them in Central Town, like kind of the first main hub of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like in the corner. There's like a couple Digimon like doing their little like hooray pose, and it's like Vmon, Hawkmon, Armadillomon, and Wormmon.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh,
very sweet.
I did get to ride Arukenimon, which like you know, contrary to the title of our podcast, is not a dream of mine. but I was like, look at this queen. Shout out to the homie Lady Devimon.
Oh, yeah. So you picked Demi Devimon as your starter.
I did pick Demi Devimon.
And leveled her, or digivolved her all the way up to be Lady Devimon.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't your strongest party member. She was probably out of your six.
I think
she was probably like fifth.
I think that I really wanted her to do like a lot of magical damage, and I felt like... I didn't want to know anything about the game, so I didn't like... I only watched trailers up until a certain point.
You avoided everything plot-wise.
I avoided everything, like, the plague. Like, anybody who I followed that got, like, an early copy of the game, I muted them, or, like...
Mm-hmm. You stopped watching Karn videos.
I do watch Karn's videos a lot of the time. Karn, come on our podcast.
Come on our podcast, yes, please.
And I didn't watch his videos for a while, because, like, he was covering Time Stranger, which, like, obviously he's gonna do, because he got an early release of the game. He played it even before he got an early release.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't want to, like, spoil myself, but in the end, I wasn't really that spoiled. I mean, I kind of was, like, able to predict what would happen a lot of the time, because
yeah.
I, like, know Digimon, and also I know Greek mythology, and so that was, like, a really kind of intersecting point.
Mm-hmm.
Of this game.
And you bring this up because you picked Demi Devimon not knowing that it's like low-key the harder mode of the game.
Like it was a harder mode of the game just because a lot of the enemies are virus Digimon, so like they didn't like take effective damage from Demi Devimon.
Yeah.
And it took a while to get Lady Devimon. Like she was the last one to digivolve.
Yeah, you had Ice Devimon for a long time.
Yeah.
Which he actually, honestly, I felt like he was like obviously you were fighting weaker enemies at that point in the game, but he was more effective in, like, the mid-game for you than he was.
Okay, we're back. Our cats knocked something over.
Yeah. Honestly, it was like a comical sound effect, almost.
It was. You won't hear it, because it'll probably be very loud in headphones.
Yeah, I don't want to scare people.
I don't want anyone to die.
No, that'd be bad.
Or lose their hearing.
Especially if they're, like, driving.
Yeah. So, anyway, you were saying that you felt Ice Devimon was more effective.
Yeah, like, in the middle of the game.
Misogyny.
Misogyny. But also, I think you also had some Digimon, like, really emerge. I don't want to spoil too much about, like, the companion Digimon, so I won't say that, but that was a strong
partner. Well, turns out we stand Mudfrigimon.
Yeah, Mudfrigimon was really good for you.
Mudfrigimon was super helpful.
And who did Mudfrigimon become?
Daramon.
But I love Daramon.
Yeah.
But the children love the books.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's the nuns and elf. They're asking Peter Dinklage to... No, they're not asking Peter Dinklage. They're asking whatever his name is, James Caan, to, like, not recall the books from the orphanage because they didn't pay their annual fee. And the nun's like, anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I love Time Stranger. If you can afford to play it, I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to, like, talk about how you liked the story a little bit? Without spoiling,
obviously. I did like the story. I thought it got really emotional at some points, which I thought was pretty interesting. I wasn't expecting that. There were some Digivolutions I wasn't expecting, really. Mm-hmm. I saw Enbarmon, who was new for this game. Spoilers for that. But, like, I was shook.
Yeah, he was cool.
And it's not, like, a story spoiler. It was just, like a...
It was, like, a new evolution.
It was, like, a... I was, like, ooh, who's that? And then I was, like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, he was very cool. Which, I'm surprised you liked him that much, because he's not really... He's not really, like, your typical genre of Digimon.
Well, I liked him because he was new. And yeah. I also could see him having, like, a silly voice in the anime.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, being involved in some bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I just want to say, overall, I think it is phenomenal and amazing that we got a dubbed Digimon game in 2025. Because, like, I loved Cyber Sleuth, Hacker's Memory, Digimon Survive. But I did... feel that there was, like, something missing, because, like, I don't speak Japanese, and, like, yeah, I appreciate that these games are this franchise is Japanese and has such, like, a reverence for its heritage. Like, I appreciate that it is in Japan, but, like, I'm missing a certain aspect. I can appreciate a voice performance no matter what the language is, but there are some times where I'm like, this would be really cool, and, like, this would really hit for me if it was dubbed. And there were certain things, like, some of the dubbed Digimon voices, I thought were not great matches, but no shade to anybody who gave their performance. Everyone's really talented, but I was like, Leomon shouldn't sound like a guy in, like, his 20s.
Yeah.
And the most nitpicky thing that is not something I needed at all, but I just kind of wanted, is it would have been really nice. In both English and Japanese is when the Digimon Digivolve.
Oh, yeah, they should have added some kind of line.
They should have said, like, Demi-Devimon Digivolve 2. Like, I thought that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And nostalgic. I don't know how that would work with programming or whatever, but for me.
I think you could do it with programming. I think you would just attach a voice clip to the Digimon when they Digivolve in and when they Digivolve out, and then the voice clip for the next Digimon is attached to that Digimon. So if you're Digivolving to Demi-Devimon, the voice clip of Demi-Devimon or whatever.
Yeah.
Would, like, it, also, you don't have to create a voice clip that's one, like, for one.
Also, a nitpicky thing, I stan Dot Fawn in this house as a long-time Digimon fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think her voice has been so valuable to so many fun characters in the series. I do think she was kind of miscast as Minervamon.
Yeah.
I felt like Minervamon needed a more, like, bratty, like, tough voice, and I Dot Fawn has such a sweetness to her sound that, like, for me it didn't work. I got used to it eventually, and I did, like, miss it when there is a period of the story, no spoilers, that Minervamon is not present.
Mm-hmm.
So I did miss Minervamon when she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But just for me, that was a thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I love Digimon Story Time Stranger. I kind of want to go pack and play it more.
Well, it's gonna be DLC probably, so if you had to score it out of 10,
I would say this hit me right in the nostalgia of it all. I was really excited to be captured by such a fun, engaging story with great environments and a killer soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Out of 10.
Okay. Cool.
So now we're going to talk about Digimon Tamers.
Yes, we are. We're going to backtrack a little bit.
11 minutes into the podcast.
I mean, honestly, we got through that pretty quick, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're watching episodes 7 through 9 today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off with episode 7, which in English is called Now You See It, Now You Don't. Mm-hmm. Or in Japanese is called Crisis for Gilmon, The Adventure in My Town.
Based on this title, I was expecting Jesse Eisenberg to show up, which is not true because that movie came out like 2014.
Well, I feel like if there was a live action adaptation where like they put white people in this for some reason,
Jesse Eisenberg is Takata's dad.
No, Jesse Eisenberg would be the mysterious lighter man.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
So
he's just redoing his Lex Luthor.
I like that the episode in Japanese is called "The Adventure in My Town." Because I do feel like that's what's happening right now, is we're just having a lot of, like, crazy,
that's true,
spooky adventures in their hometown.
Yeah.
So I like that. It's cute.
Yes.
We start off with Davis doing the recap again, mm-hmm. and Davis lightly recaps Rika's trauma, which, like, kind of just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, Rika clearly has a lot of, like, mommy issues, and Davis is like, turns out her mom's a supermodel who's not around too much. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, Davis.
Oh, sucks to suck. Yeah. Like...
So, we start off with the ominous woman in STEM. Mm-hmm. It's like a montage of them teasing a huge bioemergence.
Yeah. Well, we get like a very, like, it's weird, like a weird, like, 3-second clip of Rika being like, what if Digimon aren't data? What if they have feelings? And then it just cuts to that. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's where we're starting.
Like, that's kind of like her whole thing for this little section of episodes.
Yeah.
So, that was my next note, is that Rika ponders feelings as... Takato skips breakfast.
Yep.
He's like, I'm skipping breakfast. And then Takato's mom is like, it's a bakery. All we make is breakfast. Takato and Gilmon discuss Digimon's dreams. Because mm-hmm. Gilmon says he has a weird dream that, like, he's trapped in nothingness. And I was like, damn, Gilmon. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was picturing him in the, like, when Squidward goes into, like, the alternate universe and it's, like, alone. That's what I was picturing Gilmon hanging out in.
And while they're walking, they pass by a tunnel where Gilmon, like, his, like, tail and hind legs kind of phase out.
Yeah.
Spooky. For a minute. Like Takato says later, like, he's been hit with an eraser. And I'm like, oh, that is scary.
Yeah. Honestly, all these episodes are kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're playing with, like, a light horror thing.
Yeah.
But it's not getting too deep into the horror aspect of it.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate, because I don't really want to watch, like, bad things happen to children in Digimon. Especially after Time Stranger. Takato talks to Henry, who is not helping with his anxiety.
Yeah, I wrote, geez, Henry, way to calm Takato's nerves. He also, this pissed me off the first time we watched these episodes. This pissed me off on the rewatch, where we took notes for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Henry's basically like, oh, maybe Digimon aren't supposed to be in the real world, and it's Gilmon's time to go. And I'm like, you've had...
Our audio dropped here, but I needed to leave both instances in so you could understand just how mad Michael was at Henry for this.
Henry's telling Takato, like, oh, Digimon aren't supposed to, like, be in the real world this long. Maybe, like, it's the digital world pulling him back, or maybe our real world's just destroying him. Which, first of all, crazy. Second of all, extra crazy because Henry has Terriermon, and Terriermon has been with him since at least before Gilmon showed up. So if what Henry is positing is, like, happening to Gilmon, why didn't it already happen to Terriermon? Like, it's weirdly, like, dark and not helpful, but also, like, stupid. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I think the thing is that, like, Henry is supposed to be somebody who's plagued by anxiety.
Oh.
Because Terriermon hits Takata with some dope advice. Where Terriermon's like, the world you're from, the world I'm from. They're both the same, if you think about it.
True.
Which, like, CDT. Who knows what that means.
Yeah. But I was like, this is annoying.
It is, like, it's not helpful.
Think for a second before you're like, your best friend's probably gonna die. Nothing you can do about it. Sorry. Yeah.
Mystery Later Man takes a call to bitch out somebody.
Yeah, some executive or some higher up who never understands. Yeah.
Takato gets roasted by Jiri while Miss Saji teaches the kids about the tunnel that that is supposed to divert flood water.
Miss Saji is so funny.
She's so hilarious.
It's like, this, the government wants me to tell you about this tunnel we have in case of floods, but I think that's a waste of time because you guys already know. So I'm not going to do it. Anyways.
So we learn about the tunnel. It connects, it goes over to the next part of town, and mm-hmm. it's supposed to divert, like, rainwater if there's flooding.
Yeah.
Which probably a realistic problem in Japan.
Yeah.
After school, Takato finds, well, like, Takato says something about, digivolving or, like, Digimon being erased or whatever. Oh, if you could digivolve, maybe you'd be strong enough to fight whatever is taking you.
Mm-hmm. And then, foreshadowing.
Then Jiri is, like, with her puppet, like, digivolve? So after school, Takato finds Gilmon playing with Kalumon, who immediately rejects depression and male loneliness. Where Takato's like, I'm worried. And Kalamon's like, worried? That sounds kind of silly. Like,
yeah, you should stop it. Yeah. You know, they're like, he's like, you don't get lonely because you don't have a home? And he's like, no, I just don't think about it. You should try it. And then he leaves. What king?
I was like, honestly, pretty good strategy. It's working out well for Kalamon.
He was like, why does he make himself sad with his thoughts? Is he stupid? Like,
Mystery Lighter Man explains that their program that they work for is called Hypnos.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains that, like, people, like, they're basically, like, tracking problems over the internet and collecting people's data to fight cybercrime, and also are tracking the appearance of Digimon, which upsets his superior a little bit.
Yeah.
And we learn that Mystery Letter Man's name is Yamaki.
Oh, okay.
It's easier for me to write than Mystery Letter Man.
Yeah. MLM.
I did abbreviate him as MLM.
That's all sweet.
Two
gays.
I was thinking more of, like, multi-level marketing. Yeah.
That's us as well.
Nope.
Buy our makeup.
Nope. Takato and Gilamon look for where Kalumon is staying, as Gilamon is harassed by some girls. Like, they just think he's cute.
Yeah.
But instead of finding where Kalumon is, they find Rika and Renamon, who are ready to fight.
Yeah, well, Gilamon does his cute little run.
Yeah.
Which I like. Also, they do some crazy camera work. They, like, do, like, a spin where it's, like, Takato and Gilamon on one end of, like, an alleyway, and Renamon's, like, on the others. So it flips, like, 180. Like,
so we think Renamon is upside down at first, but then she's really right side up.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I
also wrote in this part, Renamon, step on me, I'm gay and not a furry, and yet.
Okay.
Because she's like, who's ready to be crushed?
No, she's, who'd you expect, boys? Your mommies?
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was. And I was like, oh, wow. They're really, like, not being subtle about it.
Rika could totally beat up Takato.
Oh, yeah, easy. It would last 5 seconds.
Sorry, our neighbors are very noisy downstairs. So Rika still invites him into her very beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandmother is very excited that Rika has a friend.
Her grandmother, who's on Granny Chat.
We'll talk about that later. They kind of imply that it's, like, a boy thing. Like, oh, she's a boy at the house. I think that she's really just excited that Rika has any friends. Because I bet Rika doesn't have any friends. Other than these two dweebs.
Mm-hmm.
While Rika and her grandmother are, like, exchanging stuff, and Takato's there, like, Renamon is, like, holding Gilmon back behind the wall, and it's just kind of cute. And we see that Rika, once again, kind of says the thing about Digimon are just data.
Yeah. She's, like, pushing those feelings down.
It's just interesting that she keeps pushing those feelings down, because we did see in the Renamon Devolution episode that, like, it was because Rika cared about Renamon that caused her to digivolve.
Yeah.
So it purely is just that she could keep this street cred up.
Yeah, it's just, like, her stubbornness, too.
Yeah, it's because she's a badass.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need anybody.
No, including Takato when he dreams about her.
Yeah, the dream... Honestly, I do think Takato is kind of cooking with the dream girl stuff. Like, it is kind of funny. Like,
yeah.
So, back at Hypnos, Yamaki and the women in STEM see that the energy signature absorbs their tracker.
Mm-hmm.
So this is huge. And then back with Takato and Gilamon, they walk by the same tunnel, and Gilamon... They have a whole sequence where, like, Gilamon fades out of existence. Like,
yeah, it's terrifying and upsetting.
It's sad. It's really sad. And then I wrote, LOL, what if it just ended here? Like, what if
the whole
season just ended right here?
The whole franchise.
Like, That would be interesting, like, interesting short story, kind of, like...
Yeah, it would be upsetting.
Really, really depressing.
Yeah.
But all is not lost, because we see that Takato finds Gilman's signature on his digivice, and then he, like, calls Henry for help.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Takato's parents, who are beginning to worry about him, because he hasn't shown up for dinner yet.
Yeah.
Rika's grandmother is in an online chat room.
Called Granny Chat, which is an insane pivot from... his best friend, like, getting Thanos blipped out of...
Okay, I need to talk about this, because somebody tried to step to me on Twitter.com.
Oh.
About the dub. And, like, I think it's stupid to be an English-speaking, an American English-speaking Digimon fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not have some kind of reverence for the original dub. Because, like, it's so fun. It's just, like...
Or, like, to have disdain for people that do.
To have disdain for it in general, because, like... You were not watching this subbed when you were 7 and watching Digimon for the first time.
On television.
On television.
Yeah.
And if you're not old enough to have watched Digimon on television, really do not talk to me, like, about the dub. Like, I said it so, like, calm. And it's just people trying to fight with me on Twitter, but I just need to do it about this. I, like, for the sub... Adventure 02 is my favorite season still.
Mm-hmm.
I know Miyako, but I have history with Yoli.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
That's your girl.
I don't know. Like, I... And part that's on me. I just haven't watched it, but I don't have the desire to watch it. I know the differences. I know what happens is a little bit different. I know that the story, the tone is a little bit different. I have nostalgia for the dub. That's why we're watching this dubbed for our podcast. I don't know. I just think people are like dub versus sub wars in 2025. Grow up. Like,
grass. Find something to actually care about, please.
Kim, there's people who are dying.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Gilman. So
he's one of the people that's dying, according to Kim.
No. So Rika discovers her grandma is in a grandma chat room, which, uh-huh, like, good for her.
Yeah.
Just because she's old doesn't mean she can't hang, you know?
No.
But then Takato kind of comes to get Rika, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we back at Hypnos, we see that Yamaki is prepared to launch the Yugoth program.
Yugioth!
So I was like, what is...
Nothing?
Well... I was really excited to tell you about what Yugoth actually means.
Oh, yes, please do, please do.
Your joke was great. Thank Good you. Job. Thank you. Yugoth is a planet in H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh.
Which, like, if you think about it, we've been talking about the light horror elements of this.
You're cooking.
H.P. Lovecraft is famous for, like, otherworldly monsters from other dimensions. Yeah, he's a racist.
Yeah, that is the other... He's famous for that.
But, like, he's dead, so fuck him.
Yeah. Fun fact, when I was in college, I lived, like, 2 blocks from the, like, H.P. Lovecraft, like, Memorial Hill thing. Like, it was, like, a dead-end street going up the college hill.
Dead! Because he's dead.
It ends in, like, I don't know if it's his crypt, but it, like, kind of looks like a crypt. I don't know.
Anyways. So, Yugoth is, like, featured in a lot of sonnets and short stories about... A lot of it has to do with, like, other dimensions, and specifically, like, mushrooms that give some people visions of another world.
Oh.
Which, like, makes sense here. So, when the gang meets up outside the tunnel, Renamon and Terriermon also start to disappear, so they have to peace out. This is an adventure for just the kids, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And we cut back to Kata's parents, who continue to worry about him.
Yeah, they're, like, more worried this time.
They're more worried, yeah. Riley, who is one of the women in STEM,
she has great pink lipstick.
Yeah, she objects. She's the one who is voiced by the same lady who played Yoli. Mm-hmm. And she does kind of look like a grown-up Yoli, which led to kind of confusion as a child for me. She objects to Yamaki using this program. She says it's too dangerous.
Yeah, it'll destroy network interruption. It'll create network
problems. Yeah, it'll create, like, it'll expose their group, pretty much what she's trying to say. And I had to write down, because this was your biggest critique of Digimon Story Time Stranger, there was so many sewers.
Oh my god.
And here we are, having an adventure in the underground tunnel.
Oh my god, that didn't even occur to me, because it's been like almost a week since we beat Time Stranger.
Yeah, I beat Time Stranger on Monday, but this week.
You beat it on Saturday.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because you beat it before we went to...
Anyway.
The birthday.
So Digimon loves a tunnel.
Yeah, they do.
And honestly, I get it, because, like, the sewers is, like, that's another place where you hear of, like, untold monsters, like, the crocodiles that live in the sewer, or, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, I get it. I get what it
is. Or Flushed Away.
Yeah. Seminal classic film.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman, I think.
Takato says the tunnel goes to the next town, while Rika can kind of bitches about having to be there.
Yeah. She's such a hater.
Yeah. The kids find the huge energy field that Hypnos has been tracking.
Yeah. In the tunnel.
It's in the tunnel. And they use their digivices to help them enter. They wind up, like, shooting beams of light into it.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I also wrote down that Hypnos is the Greek god of sleep.
Oh.
Which might connect to, like, why Yoman was talking about the dream.
Oh. And also, like, maybe this is me overthinking, like, trying to be too big brain. Sleep mode is, like, a thing that computers have, and, like most electronics, like, that use, that have, that, like, most electronics that, like, the digital world would be part of.
I think that probably is why they're called Hypnos. I because we're watching this for my nostalgia purposes, and, like, to bring this joy of nostalgia to the people, I don't know if they're still called Hypnos in the sub.
Yeah.
So, if you know, please politely inform me.
Yeah.
Online.
Be gentle. We're but we.
I'm not but we, but I do not wish to fight about Digimon.
Yeah. It's all love.
Yeah. Are the kids in the digital world? They are kind of asking that. They're like, is the digital world from the TV show real?
Yeah.
Which, like, of course it's real. Where did the Digimon come from?
Yeah.
Michael, you made a joke about the Beatles.
I did, because they're all floating in this, like,
and they all have, like Takato has his goggles, Rika has her badass, like, Trinity from the Matrix sunglasses, and then Henry has, like, very 1960s,
like, the little circle spectacles that, like, John Lennon used to wear.
Yeah.
So it's, like, they're screaming, and then Henry's floating by, like, oh, hey, Paul, let's go record. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I made John Lennon sound Irish there.
It's okay.
Sorry.
He's dead, too.
Sorry to any Irish fans who were, like, offended by how bad that was. I was trying to
be apologize British. To the entire Republic of Ireland.
And the UK, honestly.
Mm. They find Gilman, but he's, like, kind of restrained. It's giving very, like, we have to save Gilman from the darkness.
Like, yeah. He's all tied up in webbing.
It looks like webbing, yeah. But they find Gilman, but not before a Yugoth starts erasing the field. And they work together to save Gilman, and Rika, she may be a pro player, but she's also a professional hater.
She really is. She never drops the act.
Gilman, like, starts to glow and, like, lights a path for them to escape, and then Rika's like, well, Renamon could have done that too. And we're like, shut up, girl, no one asked. But everything's all good at the reunion with the kids and their Digimon. Takato's parents are out looking for him, but it's probably only in the dub because we don't see them on screen. And it's time to say goodbye for today.
Yeah.
So, do you have any thoughts on this episode?
My favorite quote of the episode was came right at the end when Gilman says, I was only brave because of you.
Yeah,
and I was like, that really kind of gets to the core of what Digimon is.
I love Gilman and Takato's, like, relationship. Yeah. I love that it's so different from Tai and Agumon and Vimon and Davis.
Well, we're going to see in the next one. He gets, like, he kind of cusses. He doesn't cuss him. But he does, like...
Could you imagine if he just swore at Gilman?
Yeah, he's like, God damn it, you little freak! Like, to Gilman. And I was like, what? Who is God? Am I getting into heaven chat?
It was Gilman. Gilman's getting into heaven. He's a very good boy.
He's a very good boy.
So, episode 8 is called The Question of Trust,
mm-hmm.
or Gilman Evolves, Decisive Battle in West Shinjuku, which that gives you character, conflict, and setting.
Wow. Yeah, true.
So, Takato is designing Gilman's champion form, Growlmon.
I have a foible.
What?
Growlmon, I think, is a stupid name. I'm sorry.
I think
Gilamon is so cool.
Then it's called Growlmon in the Japanese.
I hate that too.
I like Growlmon because to me it kind of it's the same thing as Greymon.
I think Growlmon is hard. It's murkier, like, linguistically. Like, it just sounds.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
we cut to a cute couple in the park who are flirting. It's very cute, very romancy. Mm-hmm. And they are harassed by Impmon, who, like, lights a fireball and throws it at them.
I'm kind of obsessed with Impmon, honestly.
He's such a shithead.
He's such a shithead in a way that's, like, between the way he acts and, like, the way he's, like, animated. Like, not, he's not, like, drawn, like, differently, like, art style, but he, like, he moves in kind of a more hectic way.
Remember how we kind of theorized in the last season that Arukenimon and Mummymon were filling, like, a similar role to Jesse and James?
Yeah.
It feels like Impmon is Meowth.
Yeah, and it honestly, like, it feels like a network-mandated, like, character insert, but, like, in a good way.
I don't think so. I think that they saw maybe how successful Arukenimon and Mummymon were to the narrative. Because I do think, even though, like, the end of 02 is really messy, I think that Arukenimon and Mummymon are not the cause of that mess.
No.
So I think that, like,
they are casualties of it, though.
I think that Impmon is not a casualty of any kind of messy narrative here. I think
he is the mess.
He is.
Positive.
He is.
Complimentary.
The messy narrative. He's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Later we see Gilmon finds some bread in his hideout, but is tricked into giving it all to Impmon.
He's not really tricked, he's just kind of told, and he just kind of goes along with it, but honestly.
Because Gilmon is sweet and simple, and Impmon's a bitch.
Yeah, taking advantage of him.
The next day, Miss Saji tells the kids about the reports of a kid harassing couples in the park.
There was one thing I wanted to say with the bread scene. Gilmon gets the last piece and is like, "Excuse me, sir," and I'm like, that's so cute that he said "excuse me, sir" to Impmon. I like, clearly another Digimon, and one who's, like, small enough that he could clearly, like, stomp his ass.
But Gilmon is gentle.
He is gentle and sweet. That's what's so nice is that even despite all that, he still calls him sir.
Again, very different than Vimon and Agumon, who, like, I think Agumon is sweet, but, like, I don't think Agumon would suffer anyone taking his food.
Absolutely not. He'd pepper breath the hell out of them.
And Vimon would be ready to scrap in a moment's notice.
Oh, yeah. He's looking for an excuse.
Yeah. Miss Saji then tells the kids about the reports of a kid harassing couples in the park, and that it better not be any of them. And this causes a battle of the sexes in her class for a little while, but Jiri says that it can't be Takato. Nobody thinks it's him.
Yeah, he's too much. Basically, the underscoring of it is, like, you're too much of a loser to be causing trouble in the park. It's kind of the vibe they give him.
No, I think maybe the other girls think that, but I think Jiri thinks it can't be Takato, because Takato's too nice.
Yeah.
Henry and Takato talk about the kid in the park, where they think, like, Takato thinks it's Gilmon, and then the Terriermon is like, that's dumb. You should stop doing that.
Yeah.
And Hypnos threatens to go global, where they need to tackle this threat globally. Who knows what that means?
Yeah.
We're going global. Later that night, Miss Saji and another teacher, Mr. Mori, have to patrol the park. And I, as an educator, this is some bullshit, and they better be getting paid extra. And this guy clearly has a crush on Miss Saji, but she's going to give him the slip any way she can.
Oh my god.
She is not interested.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was a guest episode.
Do you have thoughts on this episode, Shiloh?
Shilohmon?
Shiloh says it needs more Gatomon, and honestly, I do miss her.
Yeah, me too.
Impmon comes to harass Gilmon again, and is trying to convince Gilmon to come out of his little hideout, and it works. Takato senses a disturbance in the Gilmon force, but it's stopped by... That really got you.
Well, it's just like... Because you're right, because it's the second episode in a row where he's just like, I can feel something. Because in the last one, he was like, I can just tell Gilmon's in that energy field.
Yeah, well, it's the connection he has with Gilmon.
Yeah, their hearts are bonded.
Mm-hmm. He senses this disturbance, but is stopped by Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, the cop is like, I'll say, what are you doing? How are you on?
Are you out here disturbing the advancement of the human connection? Like,
yeah, it was crazy.
And I was like,
which is like, this cop is encouraging couples to hook up in the park. Pro cruising cop.
But also, none of them are same sex couples.
So it's not really cruising. It's more
so
like,
I'm sure if this is a gay thing, the cop would be very anti.
Yeah.
So the Foghorn Leghorn cop is harassing Takato, but he is saved by Miss Saji, who kind of covers for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a good teacher.
She is a queen.
Gilmon does not find Impmon's bullying of the young couples fun. Gilmon actually thinks it's really cute that the young couples seem to like each other so much.
Yeah.
And then when Impmon scares them away, Gilmon's like, this is boring, I'm going home.
At this moment, I felt a little bad for Ipman, because it was clear that he was, like, he was a little lonely.
Well, maybe
he's Calamon doesn't have an issue with.
Yeah, Calamon would tell him to stop that.
Yeah.
So, Takata was running to find Gilmon, and then he has horrible visions of what's going to happen to Gilmon.
Yeah.
One of them is Gilmon is detained.
Yep.
By some government operation, and the other one, we just see the police straight up shoot Gilmon.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, guns? What is this, Digimon Storytime Stranger?
I was like, a little, it did make me laugh a little bit when Takata was like, they're gonna call him a menace to society, and then the cops with their riot shields and guns are like, ah, oh, you're a menace to society!
There's also, like, there's a moment that cracked me up where Takata was like, I'll wonder what they'll do to Gilmon if they find him, and then takes like the world's most melodramatic sigh. It's like, I wonder what they'll do. Like, it's like bad acting, but it's like, well, on purpose. It's not like the voice actor did a bad job. It's like they were like selling.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that like they chose to go this route for their protagonist, where like Takato is not, he's nothing really like Ty or Davis.
Yeah.
Like, Ty and Davis didn't seem to worry about anything.
Yeah. They were both very headstrong.
Learning to, like, be cautious and worry was kind of, like, part of their storyline. Where, like, Takato, it almost is, like, his storyline about believing in himself and being braver.
Yeah.
So, Takato runs to find Gilmon's hideaway abandoned. But Gilmon is coming back, and then there's a misunderstanding where Takato thinks that Gilmon is the one that was harassing couples in the park. And he kind of has a crash out at Gilmon where, like, he yells at him and says he's sick of his shit. And, like, I think it's a little unfair. Because Gilmon is just a baby. He's just a baby. And then Takato runs off. Meanwhile, Impmon taunts an emerging Devidramon, and it backfires on him incredibly.
Yeah.
Where he, like, is like, ah, look, you're trapped in the field, ah, stupid. And then he, like, puts his hand on the field. He puts his, like, draws a little line down the field. The digital field.
Yep.
And then that opens the digital field and Devidramon pretty much just, like, thwacks him away.
He thwacks him? Yeah. That was so cute, the way you said that. And then Satan Incarnate is just kind of flying around Tokyo casually.
Well, we've seen Devidramon before.
Yeah, but he's scary.
Well, last time I think we saw Devidramon, he was a slave to the Digimon Emperor.
Oh, he's still scary, though. So, he's got, like, really long arms for his body.
Well, that's kind of, like, a common design trope in Digimon, where they have really big, like, long arm. It makes them look more monstrous.
Yeah.
So, Devidramon takes off into the city, and he frightens Misagi and a lot of the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Misagi says, like, that was no pigeon. And then we see the gang gathering.
Yes, we do. Assemble. Renamon's, like, ready to fight.
She's actually not.
Well, she is initially, and then she gets there, and she's like, JK, this is Gilamon's fight.
Yeah. Devidramon flies by and personally embarrasses Yamaki. Yamagi is like, this is beginning to be a personal embarrassment.
Yeah.
Renamon refuses to fight Devidramon, saying it's Gilmon's fight. And Takato tries to modify Gilmon using the cards, but he's too unfocused, and Henry and Rika notice his lack of, his, like, scatterbrainedness.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. And Devidramon is kind of winning in the fight. Terriermon notices things up and clocks that Impmon is the park prankster, and then he spills that tea to Takato. Who he does call Takato-mon.
Yeah, which is very cute.
Takato apologizes to Gilmon and says that he should have trusted him.
Yeah.
And then Calamon flying by sees this and his forehead glows as Gilmon Digivolve 2 Growlmon. Which Takato actually says.
Yeah, which is like, hell yeah.
Which, like, makes sense because Takato, like, made it up. Yamaki says at Hypnos that they will delete any record of this attack, and Riley will have to come up with a cover story, which she does not seem happy about. In the fight, Growlmon gets dropped and gets pissed, and then he eventually takes out Devidramon and absorbs the data. So now all three of our main Digimon have reached the champion level.
Mm-hmm.
And I did think it was kind of interesting that Takato is the protagonist, but once again we're seeing that, like, him
being... His is last.
His is last.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of interesting that they took this more, like, slow and steady approach with him.
Yeah, I think it makes sense narratively for, like, I think, honestly, it would be kind of annoying if the one who just got his Digimon, because they didn't all get the Digimon at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be annoying if Gilmon shows up and immediately becomes champion before Terrorman or Renamon do when their mm-hmm. bonds with their peers, their partners have been so.
We also see that like Digivolution is a little bit more scary than this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the animation definitely hammers at home.
So episode 9 is called Not As Seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Japan.
Well, do we want to talk about our opinions about Growlmon's design?
Well, you were kind of spoiled on what Growlmon looked like in Time Stranger.
Yes, you're right. I did see it there before I saw it.
Which I was a little bit disappointed about because I did want to see your reaction to it on the show. Yeah. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's not that. It's like an Agumon to Greymon thing where he gets bigger and more muscly. And like now he has like a cool like mullet mohawk main thing.
Yeah.
But he's ultimately a big red dinosaur still.
But I like him.
No, I like him too. I like him too. But it's not necessarily, it's not nearly as big a change as like Terriermon to Gargomon.
To be fair, Gargomon is just a bigger Terriermon, but he does have the guns.
Yeah, but he also, the guns is like a big change for me.
Yeah. Honestly. And like, I don't think Cubimon is that different than Renamon.
No, not that
different. It just kind of like amplifies like this like mysticism fox thing.
I will say, I think it's an interesting choice that it's the same voice actor for Growlmon. Well, I actually like it.
The same voice actor for all of the.
That's right. Yeah, good point. I actually like it narratively. I think it was. I mean, I got used to it in Adventure, but it was a little bit like harder to not think of them as completely separate characters or like different versions of themselves.
I think there are also being so many.
Yeah.
Digimon in the Adventure continuity. Like, it didn't help, but, like, we're supposed to be connected to Gilmon, Terriermon, and Renamon, just as we are to Takato, Henry, and Rika.
Yeah, because there's only 6 main people all season.
They're the 6
well, so far.
Main characters.
Yeah.
So, I think it helps with that consistency.
Yeah, so, but it is, I think, a worthwhile thing to note. It is a little funny to have, like, Growlmon speaking voice to still be, like, hi, Takato. He's like 20 feet tall.
Well, the next episode starts and it's called Not As Seen on TV or Revert Gilmon, the Growlmon Incident.
Yeah, it picks up right where we left off.
And Takato was kind of frightened of Growlmon's size and intimidating looks, but then something lands on him and it's Growlmon. He's crying. And he was like, don't be afraid of me. And I was like, oh my god, I love him so much.
Yeah. Digivolution is scary. Yeah. We did get like a classic Digimon like weird random dub joke where Takato is I almost call him Takatomon. Takatomon. Where Takato is like, to him I'm just a jalapeno popper with legs. And like there's no way.
At least maybe I'll give him indigestion.
There's no way in Japanese they like you used the Japanese word for jalapeno popper. It definitely was.
It probably would have been jalapeno popper.
Like. Yeah, or like something completely different. Like not even like a joke about like I'm a food. It could have been like, probably, oh my god, he's so big he could crush me.
It probably like, wasn't even funny or even there. Like,
yeah, it was so weird.
So, but I appreciate that the dub wants to make things light.
Yeah,
they have to figure out how to digivolve Growlmon. He's too big.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole episode is kind of a montage of various ways to try and revert to Gilmon.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a lighthearted
sort I don't of. Think it's lighthearted.
It's not lighthearted in that there's still a problem they have to solve, but there isn't, like, an imminent danger. There isn't, like, something, they're being attacked or whatever. Well, I
think the imminent danger is that, like, is the ICE and the police, like, who are going to detain Gilmon or shoot him.
Yeah.
So, Takato and Gilmon tries to scare Gilmon, he tries to get Gilmon to exercise.
Mm-hmm. They go to boot camp.
He tries showering. And then Takato says...
They try praying.
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Takato says it looks easier on TV, because in Adventure, they just kind of de-digivolve when they're done fighting.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that's what he was referencing.
And because I didn't really understand why this episode was called Not Seen on TV. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. It is, like, addressing the problem of devolution.
Mm-hmm.
Takato tries working out with Growlmon, because maybe his energy will, like, help.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And then they try prayer.
Yes.
Which I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's cool to go to the temple.
Jerry catches Takato out and about at night and asks Takato for help. And Takato asks her for help, but she misreads the situation, and granted... Takato's explanation of the situation sounds crazy.
Yeah.
So, She thinks Takato likes her, but she is just interested in being friends, and it's just silly.
Yeah, it's a cute little thing.
Kalamon wants to play with Growlmon, and then they go find Takato at his house, and that obviously is not going to work. Takato and Henry hide...
Oh, we get another great scene with Takato's parents being funny, goofy people, where they're like...
Oh, Takato's like, Dad, like, why are girls crazy? And the mom's like, they aren't, their husbands make them that way. Takato's mom is really funny. Dad is just a dad.
Yeah.
But he's funny sometimes, too. Yeah. Takato and Henry decide... Takato gets Henry, and they decide to hide Gilman in the tunnel, where Hypnos low-key kind of helped them out. Mm-hmm. Because, like, now they can hide out in this tunnel, and there's no crazy program that's going to destroy their Digimon. It all looks good, but then Impmon shows up and harasses Gilman... harasses Growlmon, but Growlmon says that Impmon is not allowed to play. He's not allowed to play with Impmon because he's a bad influence. So Impmon then chases him and harasses him.
Yeah, after fire at him, at the boy.
The next day, Takato takes the day-old bread and the day-day-old bread to find out Growlmon is gone from the tunnel. And then Terriermon finds him being played on by a bunch of kids in the park.
Yeah, like a jungle gym.
They're climbing him and sliding on his tail. It's actually really cute.
Yeah.
Then my next note was Nicki Minaj grunting sounds.
Oh, because they're running and they're like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, no, it's just like the animation where Terriermon like goes. Oh, like, yeah. Run. It would fit perfectly with the. They find Growlmon in the bushes because he woke up and realized he was just out in the open.
Yeah. I am hiding my Digivolution. That's why I'm hiding in the bushes.
Yeah. For all you Big Brother fans out there. There's a recurring chest toupee background joke that happens. Where he's like, sweetheart, I know I'm wearing a toupee. And she's like, yeah, well, because you're wearing it on your chest. And then the same, like, lady, like, the same lady crosses another lady later on and is like, and he wears a toupee on his chest? And then they're like, oh, look, little boy is playing with dolls. How cute. They paint Growlmon camo, which are apparently the colors Takata's parents painted their bakery.
I get it.
It is not.
No.
We've seen the bakery.
It is not camouflage.
It is not
green. Because if it was camouflage, we wouldn't see it.
It's not green or brown either. It's got like a yellow awning and that's it.
Yeah.
But Growlmon blends in perfectly for humans. Mm-hmm. But Rika and Renamon come to serve Kun in a mean way. And Rika says that, like, a Digimon would be easily... Our audio cut out here, but basically Rika just says that a Digimon would be easily able to spot Growlmon, and Renamon is ready to fight, per usual, kind of their whole MO. He says something like, where do you come from?
You wait around just to scare us? Clock 30. I was thinking the same thing. I don't remember what spurred it also, but I do have in my notes, like, right before this, Impmon is such a fake asshole. I don't remember why.
Impmon is, he's such a shithead.
Like, but he said, like, I don't want to fight you if you're going to fight back or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because Growlmon kind of recaps what happened with Impmon, and then eventually he did turn around and, like, fire off his attack at Impmon, and then Impmon
got scurried.
His little ears burned.
Yeah. That's why he's a
also,
fake asshole.
Also, it took me forever, because Impmon shows up in this game, it shows up in games and stuff, and, like, in the dub, at least, his attack, he just goes, bada-boom! And, like, fires a fireball. His attack is called Summon, in, like, Cyber Sleuth and Hacker's Memory and Time Stranger.
Huh.
Where he, like, it's supposed to be like he summons, like, the fireball or whatever, but, like, also, Gilman's attack in the dub is called Pyrosphere. Mm-hmm. And in the, at least in Time Stranger, and I think it was in Cyber Sleuth and Hack's Memory, because the attack's called, like, Rock Breaker or something.
That's totally different.
Yeah. So.
Terriermon and Rika are here to, like, not help.
They're, like.
They kind of just leave, don't they?
They kind of just leave, because there's a big storm. Honey, there's a big storm coming.
It was classic, like, showed up because the voice actor needs got, like, is being paid to be in every episode, so we needed to come up with two lines for Rika. Like, that's what it felt like.
I think it's that they want to keep building the trio.
That's true. That's true.
And there's a big storm coming, literally. Mm-hmm. And it's water-based paint. Which, again, your parents did not paint their store with water-based paint.
They're outside. It's not a. It's not like in a mall. It's like a. It's like a building on a street.
They live above it.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, so. Rika bullies them about the water-based paint as Takato has another crash out. But low-key, I found this one kind of relatable. Like, even as, like, an adult, Takato was like, why does everything I do go wrong? And yeah. I'm like, damn, buddy. That hurts. The day is saved by the power of gay. Mm-hmm. Because the sky is part and a rainbow
gay!
Appears. And the rainbow is kind of, like, taking some of Gilman's, like, or Grandma's energy.
Yeah, this made no sense to me. I'm not
gonna lie. I kind of was a little weird.
I also have a note about this scene.
But Grandmon digivolves, and Terrymon is so sassy. He's just, like, he keeps saying things, and then no one immediately answers him. He's like, why won't anyone answer me?
So I have a theory.
Okay.
I think in the dub, for whatever reason, when it aired here, they made the episode about 15 to 20 seconds longer than in Japan. And here's why I think that.
Okay.
That ending scene that you just described where it's like Terrymon saying stuff and them looking up at the rainbow and being like, it's devolving him. It's about 45 seconds long. And there's a lot of dialogue. And like, I think almost or maybe completely at no point in that scene do we see any character speak. Like, it's like all like off screen or like it's behind them. Or it's a shot of the sky. Mm-hmm. And also a couple of the shots, I think especially the rainbow, repeat.
Yeah.
So I think it's like they're cycling through like the two or three shots they made to make it like five or six shots. And we never, well, and like they just keep talking.
The recycling shots might not be a dub decision.
Yeah. But it's weird that it goes that long of them just chatting and then the episode just ends. Yeah,
especially because like. They're not gonna find a rainbow every time Growlman has to do Digivolve.
Yeah, and so. we know that they to some degree re-edit the episodes at least a little bit because they have to add in the to be continued at the end, and to be continued is always written in English. So we know that at least that gets added in. So I imagine it would be possible for them to like extend it a little bit if they already had the animated shots.
Yeah, I think so.
It was a very like weird, like just like. Framing for the end of it.
I think it was also like, I joked about it being the power of gay, but I think that it was like, we have to like, it's more like a symbol of hope that like, oh, Takata was like so distraught. He's been spent the last three episodes being really distraught about Gilman and the situations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, things are looking up for now.
Yeah.
So, and that's the end.
Yeah. I thought these were solid episodes. I didn't think any of them really, like, blew me away,
It's more, like, world-building stuff. We learned a little bit more about Hypnos.
Yeah, and there were, like, parts of each episode that I didn't super vibe with. Like, I thought Henry's, like, weird nihilism in the first episode was kind of dumb. Along with, like, the very obvious fact that there was, like, only one spot in town where they kept, like, disappearing or whatever. For the like, where they decided to phase out. And I was like, just don't go there.
Well, it seemed to be like a place where they had to walk by.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. But yeah, I mean, I thought there were still good episodes. I am looking forward to hopefully getting more. You know, all three of these episodes were very Takato and Gilamon centric. I'm hoping the next batch we get maybe a Henry and Terrymon episode, or a Rika and Renamon episode, or if we start bringing in. Like, Jerry's clearly, I feel like, gonna become a bigger character at some point.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember what happens next, but it would be nice to get, like, oh, we'll get, like, the side characters more involved, like, Takato's friends, and, like, Jerry get to meet Gilman.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. That said, it is a great build-up to the reveal of Growlmon. Like, it all works as a complete package. It was just, like, because we're watching it in three-episode bursts for this podcast, it was like, oh, this was a three-episode burst that was really centered on two of the six main characters.
Yeah.
So it got a little bit... It felt a little bit like one big episode, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, that's the end.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we talked a little about the episode, talked a little about Time Stranger.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to me, what?
I just realized. You watch these, like, spooky episodes, and it's, like, Halloween
time. It is Halloween time.
That didn't even occur to me.
So if you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so via Instagram at twogayspod, T-W-O, G-A-Y-S, P-O-D as in Digimon. Mm-hmm. We're also on Twitter under the same name, You can.
Do we have a blue sky?
I'll make a blue sky eventually.
Yeah.